It took 1,500 tons of dynamite to blast the 19.8 kilometers between Brig in the Swiss canton of Valais under the Alps to the Italian village of Iselle. It's another 20 kilometers down a ramp to the town of Domodossola. Tunnel building 100 years ago was a risky business. 3,000 workers were employed on the project, and they toiled away for no fewer than 7 million working days, extracting about 1 million cubic meters of rock in the process. Conditions were hard. 30 died in accidents, 37 died of illness, and more than 100 others suffered injuries. Christian Kreuchy is spokesman for the Swiss Federal Railways.
In the middle of the Simplon Tunnel, you were about 10 kilometers away from the entry, the temperatures can go up to about 50 to 55 degrees centigrade. And you had a lot of hot springs with a lot of water coming out. They had to get rid of more than 120 million liters of water a day. And that's very tough to work under those conditions.
The Simplon line had a strategic importance when it was opened.
It was and still is the shortest route between France and Italy, but also between England and the Orient. And at that time, of course, that was a very important connection because everybody traveled by train. If you wanted to be in the Orient as fast as possible, you had to use the train. That was much faster than the ship, and the airplane didn't exist then.
The tunnel, or rather tunnels, because there are two parallel bores, have some fascinating peculiarities.
Financing the project was one of the problems, and it was only possible when the Swiss agreed to build the tunnels and pay for the tunnels, and the Italians, they paid for the mountainous railway ramp between Domodossola and the southern side of the tunnel. That way we could divide the costs, and it had the effect that now the Swiss rail system goes all the way to Domodossola. That means it's electrified by the Swiss, run by Swiss trains. The signaling is also the Swiss system, and the locomotive drivers are Swiss. It's just the station personnel, which is Italian.
Today, the Simplon Tunnel continues to be an important link for both passengers and goods. But as Christian Kreuchy explains, most of the transit rail traffic passes through Switzerland's number one rail tunnel.
It is a vital link, but it's far behind the Gotthard link, of course. At the Gotthard, we have about three or four times a higher tonnage per day than through the Simplon, due to the fact that, of course, it's a shorter route for goods from Germany to Italy, and that's the traffic that really counts. But still, it's a very important route. It's the second most important route to Switzerland, and whenever we have a problem on the Gotthard route, then we can reroute the trains by the way of Simplon and vice versa, of course.